In a moment, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg talks with two priests about how the sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church has affected their work. Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law has responded to questions under oath for the first time about the priest sex abuse scandal. He was questioned yesterday by lawyers in a civil suit alleging he was negligent in his oversight of defrocked priest and convicted child molester John Gagan. The deposition was ordered by a judge earlier this week after the Catholic Church withdrew from a multi-million-dollar out-of-court settlement. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
For 5 hours in a closed courtroom, Cardinal Law answered questions about how he responded to allegations of sex abuse by priests. According to a transcript of the deposition, he told lawyers he relied on his assistants to handle priests accused of abusing minors. And he said in the 1980s, he had an unwritten sex abuse policy that he assumed everyone was following. Law said he couldn't recall seeing a 1984 letter from a woman alleging Gagan sexually molested her nephews. Mitchell Garabedian, who represents the alleged victims, spoke after the deposition.
Well, to me that was surprising, that he couldn't remember that he received a letter in 1984 by a woman who said that her seven nephews and grandnephews were sexually molested by Father Gagan. He didn't recall that letter.
But Law said he did recognize the handwriting on the envelope as his. The note called the matter urgent and asked someone else to follow up. The cardinal said under oath that he was aware that Gagan had a history of homosexual involvement with young boys, but that he was assured by a medical professional it was safe to assign him to a new parish in 1984. Law admitted he had no system in place to make sure the right medical experts were involved. Plaintiff's lawyers say the doctors consulted had no expertise in sex abuse cases. Lawyers also questioned Law about why his financial advisors objected to the settlement worked out with Gagan's alleged victims. They also asked why the archdiocese announced it was pulling out of the deal to the news media first and not the victims. Law admitted it should have been handled differently and said, quote, "It's part of what I've come to experience as an exceedingly painful, complicated mess." The archdiocese released a statement after the deposition saying Cardinal Law wants to resolve the matter in a fair and equitable manner. The cardinal will be questioned by lawyers at his home tomorrow and on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.